This Rush Hour catch-up is for instant toilets and showers. Instanttoilets.com.au.
For the school pickup, for the early run home, for the still stuck at work, welcome. This is the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete. Perth's Mix 94.5.
Hey, James Blunt is on his way, the Afterlove National Tour, and bringing along with him Pete Murray. They're going to be here tomorrow night performing at A Day on the Green, Kings Park and Botanic Garden. It's going to be brilliant. And Pete Murray joins us now. Always a pleasure to have you on the Rush Hour, mate.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, nice to be talking to you as well.
Not just you and James Blunt, but also Alex Lloyd and Busby Maru. What a lineup!
Yeah, it's great, actually. It's been a long time since I've seen Alex play, and he's just got so many great songs. He's playing on his own just with acoustic guitar, but, you know, the songs just stand up on their own. And then, you know, Busby Maru, their new album's fantastic, those guys, and they just sound great together. The harmonies are brilliant. So it's been really good fun lineup for me to play with, and even Busby Maru have been joining me for a song on stage as well, so it's been a lot of fun.
Great.
That's awesome. I was hoping to hear that because between you, Alex, Busby Maru and James Blunt, there's a fair few guitars floating around.
There is a few. Yeah, no, it's great, mate. It's pretty funny, you know, I met James twice before this run of shows on the Day on the Green. And it's quite funny because the first time I met him was in New York City and I was staying in a hotel. I was up on the sixth floor and I went to the lift, pushed the button. Lift comes down, door opens, and it's James Blunt standing inside. Kind of in the height of his success, you know. I sort of stepped in and went, "Oh, James Blunt." I think I kind of freaked him out because I probably thought I was a weird fan, you know, stalking him. And I said, "Look, I'm a musician from Australia, Pete Murray," and he said, "Oh, yeah, I've heard of you. Yeah, it's a very good chat. A nice guy." Mm. You know, as you do, you get downstairs and go, "Look, nice to meet you. I'll see you again sometime." Yeah, okay. 3 months later, I'm in Amsterdam.
Oh no!
I'm on the sixth level. I go to the lift, push the button. And the door opens and it's James Blunt. And I stepped in. I said, "Oh, that's weird. Just him again." I like it. That just never happens. And I stepped in and said, "I'm stalking you." And he said, "No, I'm stalking you." He's got this great sense of humour.
He does.
That, you know, I've been telling that you know, to everyone at the show that this is what happened and how I met the guy. So it was actually nice to meet him outside of a lift finally.
Yes. he does have a great sense of humour. I've always enjoyed his tweets. Back to you. What can we expect tomorrow night? So you've just released your sixth studio album, well, a while ago now. It was June, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Playing a bunch of songs off that new one. Obviously, a lot of people say are getting to know that one now, and it's kind of good because the feedback I've been getting off that's been pretty amazing since... I haven't had as good a review since Feeler, you know, the first album.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pretty huge. So getting a lot of fans that are actually saying that they're even enjoying this one more, which is just great, I think, to get to that level where you can have an album that's, you know, done as good as Feeler has for you and getting that feedback off everyone. So that's great.
You and James could do a mashup of So Beautiful and You're Beautiful.
You're So Beautiful.
You never know.
I know
they're very different vibes, but anyway.
I did say, that he when I went to introduce that song in the first night I played, I said, "This is a song that James Blunt stole from me." But then very quickly at the end said, "No, actually, you know, he didn't." But I wish he did, because I would have earned some pretty good royalties on that one.
Now, mate, look, before we let you go, the one kind of random question that we like to throw out at people every now and again just to see what they come back with. Pete Murray, what is your favourite part of the chicken?
Well, you know, the drumstick, of course.
Yes.
Drumstick.
You can't go
past that. It's a popular choice.
I mean, who doesn't like that? I do know some people that my oldest son likes the chicken wing.
Yes.
Over the, the chicken breast. The chicken breast rather than the chicken leg, but the drumstick, I have to be the one that, you know, gets in there and gets the brownest one. And, you know. You got it,
I'm with your son on the chicken wing. I don't know what it is, but that middle piece, like the chewy part inside the middle piece, there's something about that. Mate, this is going to be a ripper.
because it's full of fat, that's why you love it.
Yeah, love it. Mate, this is going to be an absolute ripper. A Day on the Green. It's back tomorrow night, Kings Park and Botanic Garden. What an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much, Pete Murray. Take care.
Thanks, Pete.
Right.
It's the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
Well, dislocations, sprains, strains. Fractures, head injuries.
Cuts,
abrasions.
Stub toes.
That's where
Whiplash.
That's where I'm at. I don't have any others. You have any others?
You had skin, knees.
Bruising. We did have bruising.
Bruising.
We didn't have bruising.
Bruising.
These are
contusions.
Just contusions. That's a good one. That's a ripper.
It is. Leave it there. Concussion? Do we have a concussion?
Concussion's there.
Okay.
We're talking about the injuries associated with things like fun trampoline parks. There is a study that has come out, published in the Australian and New Zealand Journal of Public Health, has 117 children and adolescents aged between 0 and 19. I still find that funny. Injuries from trampoline parks in WA.
I had a bouncer when I was 0.
Did
but
you?
It was one of those, you know, the
yeah, you're in it. You're
baby
locked in
bouncer
tight,
things.
Aren't
you are locked in tight.
2012 and 2017. It's a few injuries. We're asking 133 53 when playgrounds attack. Tony and Butler.
Hey, Tony, what happened?
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks. How's your holiday?
Oh, it was fantastic.
Yeah, you're right, Tony. Let's talk about that. Yeah, it was good.
Hey, you forgot one. Bolt holes.
What?
Bolt holes.
Bolt holes? Yeah, what's a bolt hole?
Well, you know the old school seesaw, the wooden one?
Yes.
The little handle where they just sort of bolted in from underneath?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I was racing me mate through a playground car park and I decided to run underneath a seesaw at the same time he's gone up and over the top and the seesaw's come down and I've just copped the bolt straight into the head.
Oh, mate.
Oh, like a reverse Frankenstein.
Pretty well much. So, yeah, reverse lobotomy. I don't know if it knocked some sense into me or whether it just knocked it out of me, but I think there was a bit of concussion there because I can't remember what exactly happened next except me running home screaming like a banshee to mum.
Yes.
Oh, mate, that's rough.
But other than that, it was just like, blood running down the face. Mum's opened up the door, took one look at me. I think it was a hospital trip. I'm not 100% too certain.
Stitches? Stitches, Tony?
I don't know. I was pretty young. Probably I was about 8 years old. So
I reckon there would have been stitches.
Might come into it, but all I know is up the top of my head now is still a bit of an indent, and I'm 47 years old, so I can sort of feel where it went in.
Ouch.
Oh, mate, that is absolutely rough. Thank you. Robbie and Gwellup, tell us about it. When playgrounds attack.
Yeah, hey, guys. It wasn't actually a playground. It was a BMX track, but I think it's close enough.
Yeah.
My younger brother, he fell off his bike, and when he went down, the handlebars actually went into his, let's just say, the nether region.
Yes.
And, he had a grape and a grapefruit, basically.
And there's one time you don't want a fruit platter, really, do you?
Anna in Lafley.
Specifically?
Tell us about when playgrounds attack. Hi.
Hi, so when I was, say, like 4 or 5, I went to the park with my dad, went to this really great swing set, my absolute favourite, has really big Jarrah wooden seats. And I went for quite the swing, and being me, got very high and fell off.
Yep.
And when I fell, I sat immediately up because I was fine in the sand, but the chair was still swinging. And the chair came down at a very, very high speed. But I was very, very lucky, and my dad face slammed me into the sand to save me from having my head cracked open.
Oh, what a hero!
What a hero.
I know.
Yep.
I was quite mad at the time, but I really understand now why it went that way.
Oh, yes.
Far out, Hannah. Oh. Gee whiz. Well, it's good to know everybody still lived through it all.
It's good to know what could have been a terrible story was a good story.
The Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
First word after 4, now the Shore Report.
Yeah, just the Shore Report this week, not the Ship to Shore Report.
Oh, man.
I know. Nice. The reboot of Will and Grace on Stan has been confirmed for a third season, which will air in 2019. After season 2, which is due to premiere later this year, and season 2, I should say, which is due to premiere later this year, has had its episode run extended from 13 to 18 episodes.
Mm.
The new seasons of Will and Grace began as an internet reunion, which quickly gathered momentum, and season 1 has received critical acclaim since the show's return last September. I, for one, have not been disappointed.
Yeah.
It hasn't lost any of its gloss. I love it. Closer to home, Foxtel has today announced that season 6 will be the final chapter of the Australian period drama, A Place to Call Home. Series creator Bevan Lee says season 6 truly completes his vision for the series, promising to bring the show to its finale on a wave of tears, laughter, and most importantly, closure. That's been a very popular show. It's been a slow burn, that show. My favourite local muso, Luke Steele of Empire of the Sun and the Sleepy Jackson, has done a collaboration with Daniel Johns from Silverchair. No One Defeats Us is our first taste of music from Australia's most anticipated new band called Dreams. The pair wrote and produced the new single, then recorded it at Luke Steele's studio in Los Angeles.
So right, what you were saying before, it is Luke Steele.
It's
all
very
over,
Luke
isn't it?
Steele. Yeah. He can't. I mean, he's just such a presence in his music. You can't. You can't go. Oh yeah, and I can hear the other guy. It really is just Luke, isn't it?
Just call it Empire of the Sun.
In other news today, Wonder Woman Gal Gadot is the new face of Reebok. Or should that be foot of Reebok? British actor Michael Caine is producing a movie and six-part TV series about London in the swinging 60s. And filming on the 25th James Bond movie starts in a few weeks. 25
wow.
movies. With Daniel Craig as 007. The real Bond, of course, is Sean Connery. Nobody is as cool as Connery. Hiring another actor to play James Bond is kind of like hiring Shia LaBeouf to play the Fonz.
With you from 3pm weekdays, it's The Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete. On Perth's Mix 94.5. That Rush Hour catch-up was for instant toilets and showers. Instanttoilets.com.au.